Sekou Kane Mason rose to international fame when he performed at Harry and Meghan's royal wedding in 2018 at Windsor Castle. He was just a teenager at the time, and nearly 2 billion people tuned in. Now the British cellist performs on stages around the world, sharing his love of classical music, but also folk and pop. We talked to Sekou when he was in town to perform at NPR for a Tiny Desk concert. He played an arrangement of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry.
I really enjoy making arrangements for solo cello. I think I spent a lot of time probably when I should have or could have been practicing.
I asked him how he found himself in the cello, the instrument that most closely imitates the human voice.
From the start, I always enjoyed playing. I enjoyed that and the feeling of connecting with an audience. Ideally, have the focus of everyone in the room on all of the details in the music that you really, really enjoy and hopefully are communicating. That connection between myself and the audience and the music is a beautiful thing.
What is it about the sound of it that drew you?
It's really direct and can be very personal as well, and it has a huge range. You sit and you sort of almost like embrace it and it becomes a part of you because it's so close to you physically, and the arms sort of like dancing with the instrument and making that sort of a physical relationship as much as anything else.
How regimented was the practice?
When I was at like secondary school and primary school, I used to sometimes do like half an hour or an hour in the morning before school and then go to school, then come home, do the homework, eat first, then do homework, and then maybe a couple of hours or 3 hours in the evening.
2 to 3 hours of practice a night?
Yeah, because to be honest, it's what it takes. But it's something.
Sorry, like,
it didn't feel abnormal because all my siblings were doing similar.
Yeah,
so. I mean, practice is a really luxurious process to spend time on your own and just explore this music and focus and do all the problem solving and things like that. But it's hard work as well, of course.
So there was never any, like, I don't know. I used to try to fake my parents out and I'd have my metronome going.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, of course. All of those. Okay. I mean, I certainly wasn't a perfect.
And I'd like take the timer and like try to make it go earlier so that they.
That's a good one. We used to, because my mum used to take one of my younger sisters to violin lessons on a Monday night. This is from maybe when I was like 13 or 14 or something like that. And so she'd be out for like 2-3 hours. And so that was always the night where we would, maybe do other things. And then we'd see the car pulling up in the driveway and then we'd get back to pretend to be in bed or whatever, you know, that kind of. But I think practice is certainly important and there's no shortcut for that, I think.
We should say you have 6 siblings?
6 siblings, yeah.
What was it like making music together during the pandemic? You guys did these lockdown concerts like so many other artists did just to kind of keep your creative juices alive.
Yeah, we made lots of music together and did some performances.
It was your parents' house? Online.
Yeah, my parents' house in Nottingham. Yeah, it was full of people and music and food. And yeah, we kept ourselves entertained and sane.
Your most recent solo album is titled Song. There are Irish and Welsh ballads. There's some Bach and Mendelssohn. Mm-hmm. And there's an amazing arrangement of Cry Me a River.
It's in many ways the most personal album recording, but also arranging and writing and improvising as well.
You performed a Welsh ballad in there, a Welsh folk song?
Yeah, it's called Mavanwy. The beautiful song is also on the album, and it's one of the songs that I grew up listening to. My grandmother is Welsh and my mum grew up there as well. So as children particularly, we'd spend most of our summers and other school holidays in Wales and walking in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
it's about this person's longing for love. But I think for a lot of Welsh people, particularly ones who don't live in Wales, it has this feeling of longing for home and longing for that place that is very, very special to us.
Are there any other pieces on here that draw a direct link to who you are, your family story?
Yeah. One of the pieces I've recorded with Isita, my sister, is a Mendelssohn song without words, and particularly the one in D major is one that I played. I still have the same piece of sheet music from when I first played it. And so there's like that feeling of childhood, certainly, in that. And I think that's in the spirit of the music as well, the innocence. That's how it goes. It sounds much better on the cello, I would say. Hopefully, much, much, much better.
What do you tell young kids who want to be you?
To always, as often as possible, remind yourself of why you love music and sort of what's important about it, and to not lose sight of the importance of communicating music that can hopefully impact the audience that you are playing to. It can hopefully impact their life.
British cellist Sheikhu Kani Mason, thank you so much for talking with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.